Hey everybody, welcome back to another Renaissance Woodworker Audioboo update. Here's another thought that's been bouncing around my head from the Woodworking in America Hand Tools and Techniques Conference. Got to spend some time in the marketplace playing around with the Sauer and Steiner hand planes. And I actually was fortunate enough to be able to talk with Conrad a little bit about his planes and really what sets them apart. And I think a lot of these high-end infill planes, we all know they just work beautifully. And I was actually able to work with the Joiner plane, a couple of his different sized smoothers as well. And, you know, I believe that it's actually impossible to get any kind of tear out with these planes. And I was talking to Conrad about that. You know, why is that? What is it about your planes that make you able to plane the curliest cherry known in any direction? I mean, literally, we took a piece of, it was curly maple, planed, well, as with the grain as you can be with curly maple, and then I went the opposite direction, completely against the grain, and got no tear out at all. And I said, you know, I know the narrow throat helps that, I know some of the mass helps that, but what is it about these planes? And he began to kind of deconstruct the plane and explain it to me. And there really isn't a frog in his planes, very much like the Stanley Bedrock series, where the frog is a solid piece that's attached to the bed of the plane. The frog, if you will, in quotes, is integrated into the body of the plane itself. The lever cap is just massive, and the pressure that it applies on the iron, which is also massively thick, means that, you know, there's no chatter in this blade because it is not physically possible. There's no place for that blade to chatter to. There's no place for that blade to move to. And with the added mass and that highly, highly tight throat, it's amazing. The absolute glass smooth surface you can get. And you might have seen one of my earlier YouTube photos where Kerry Holtman from the Village Carpenter is actually trying to take a picture of the reflection coming off of the board after we planed it. Truly a stunning piece of craftsmanship. The one thing I'll throw out there, and this is no, mark against Conrad's planes, but I gotta wonder, how thin of a shaving is too thin of a shaving? I made a couple passes on a board with a smoothing plane, and then just wasn't able to get any more passes because it was set to take like half a thousandth of an inch shaving, and it was next to impossible to draw up another shaving because you get that slight, you know, variation in flatness of a board, and when it's set so fine, you just can't pull a shaving. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just like to pull a big old thick shaving from time to time.